Please turn with me to Psalm 42. Psalm 42. This is a psalm that's been on my heart now for a few weeks, and we've had some special speakers here these last two, and so didn't get an opportunity to speak this that's been on my heart. So Psalm 42, I want to talk about I will praise him again. I will praise him again. And I want you to keep that in your mind, that that's what God is telling you today, is that you will praise him again. That whatever you're going through, whatever difficulty you may be facing, whatever is coming against you, you will praise him again. Psalm 42, verses 1 to 11. As a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him? Day and night I have only tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is this God of yours? My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you, even from distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan, from the land of Mount Mizar. I hear the tumult of the raging seas as your waves and surging tides sweep over me. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me, and through each night I sing his songs, praying to the God who gives me life. O God, my rock, I cry, why have you forgotten me? Why must I wander around in grief, oppressed by my enemies? Their taunts break my bones. They scoff, where is this God of yours? Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. This morning, this message has been on my heart for a few weeks, and it's a message I believe that really will encourage you and maybe speak to some of the situations that you are going through in your life. And I realize that there's many people that are facing situations that are becoming very difficult, they're being very troubling for you. And you know, many times I'm amazed, even as a pastor, just how many people that I talk with every day or every week that are facing serious situations. And there's a lot of people I talk to that are discouraged. A lot of people I talk to that they're hurting or they're going through a problem that is bigger than they are. But I really feel to tell you today that whatever you're going through, I believe that God wants you to know that you will praise him again. There seems to be a lot of discouragement over our province and all around us. Trials, discouraging times, battles that are going on with people. And I know for a lot of people, they're finding it hard. They're finding it difficult. Sometimes we're crying out to God and saying, God, where are you? Like, God, what's happening? God, I'm doing all the right things, but I'm not sensing you. I'm not feeling you. Or Lord, this trial that I'm going through is difficult, and we're not understanding why we're going through the things that we're going through. But I believe to tell you that what is coming will be a testimony. That a testimony is going to arise out of your problem. A testimony is going to arise out of your trial, that you might give praise to God again. I'm sure you've noticed that our country, and especially our province, is very worried about what is going to happen to our economy. And for us as Albertans here, there's a lot of disappointment in our province. And even with the federal election, a lot of disappointment after that election. And immediately we saw a response of the oil companies closing their doors and laying off thousands of more people. And as we look around, as every part of this province has been affected by that, some areas greater than other areas. Calgary was probably the hardest hit. Fort McMurray has certainly been hurt. Our area around here has certainly hurt us as well. And there's a lot of people around our province, maybe that you're not aware of, that are struggling financially. And even in our own area, even in our own communities right here, there's a lot of people who are suffering financially, facing foreclosures of their homes and facing a lot of difficulties that are going on. And to add to that, we also now have an agricultural disaster declared over our area. And all of these things, they trickle down to affect everybody. And so we see job losses. We see people moving from our province to find jobs. We see bankruptcies, divorces, and suicide, thefts, depression. All those things are on the rise. And it's happening a lot more than what you think or that you're even aware of. Even while I was here last night and praying and preparing myself further, just receiving a call talking about a problem with a marriage, receiving another call talking about suicide. There's a lot of things that are affecting our people today that I don't know if we're always really paying attention or realize just how many people it's affecting. And so as you look at all that, maybe you might look at that, well, it's not a whole lot promising over a promise, over a province. And it would almost seem that there's a spirit of depression that's really coming over our province. But I feel to say to that and speak to that, I feel to prophesy to say that Alberta will rise again. Alberta will prosper again. There will be praise that will arise again on Alberta. I believe that God has his hand on this province, and I believe that he has something very special for this province. And I even believe that part of the reason why we're going through a lot of these things is that the enemy of our souls is fighting against us, is fighting even against this province, because he knows that there's something big that's going to happen for God out of this province that's going to affect the whole nation. So I prophesy over this province that things are going to turn around. And that we will praise him again. There will be praise throughout Alberta. Now, in regards to our churches, well, same kind of thing is happening in our churches. A lot of churches are depressed. They're discouraged. People are leaving churches with discontent. Others are moving to find jobs. Others don't know what to do. Finances are decreasing for churches. And churches are being faced with some very real struggles as well. Just this week, just talking to some pastors from around the province, seeing what's happening in our churches. We see some churches are closing, or other churches are joining with other churches to form two churches, forming one church, especially in city areas. Churches are going through layoffs. Churches are letting their pastors go as they can no longer afford to pay them. Other churches are having emergency meetings to decide what are we going to do, because the job loss is also high, obviously, in our churches. If it's in our province, then it's also in our churches. I was talking to another pastor from a community about the same size as ours, and their church isn't as big as ours, but in their church, 17 people lost their jobs. And you start adding that up, you can realize just how difficult some of the churches are experiencing troubles right now. And that's just from talking with people this past week. And, you know, even as we look at ourselves, has we been affected by all this? Of course we have. And we've made our cuts and those things as well. We've been watching our spending. And because of your faithfulness, we are staying in the black, which is a big testimony right now for churches to be able to say that. We are staying in the black. So a big thank you for what you're doing for us and your response of how you're giving in this church. But again, I want to speak, I want to declare, I want to prophesy to the churches of Alberta that you will yet praise him again. God is not finished with the churches of Alberta. God is not finished with our church or any other church. God still has a great work to be done, and I prophesy that we are going to see those successes. We are going to see that praise rise up again. You might remember some time ago when our superintendent, Gary Taitinger, was in our service and he's speaking. As he ended that service, he said to us that, you know, I'm not a prophetic type person, but yet I believe that your best years are yet to come. And last week we had Jamie Galloway, Sammy Robinson. Again, they were prophesying, speaking that, listen, there are greater things yet to come. There is praise that is rising. There is praise that's building. You will praise him. Again, God is not finished with our churches. Now, you might also have noticed that there are some other negative experiences happening among people. A lot of sickness. I don't know if you've noticed that, but even in our own congregation, how many people, unusual sickness has taken place in their lives? Or there's people that are depressed more than ever. Marriages, lots of troubled marriages, lots of failures in marriages, a lot of family disputes, a lot of divisions in family, homes being divided, domestic disputes and things. People are hurting big time, whether you realize it or not. And I hope you realize that this isn't just because of the economy. There's something far greater, something far bigger that is happening. And I can tell you for a fact that there's a strong strategy of the enemy that is trying to destroy the church in Canada, in Alberta, and everywhere else. There's an enemy. They strategize. God gave me a vision some time ago, and as I was praying, God, what's going on? What's going on? And God took me to hell. And down in hell, there was a place that he took me to where there was all these round tables, and all these demons gather around these round tables, and they're having these discussions and having strategies of how they can affect the church and bring things upon church and upon people. And it was really interesting because as I got that last part, I got to hear they were talking about our church. They were talking about me. And friends, we need to realize that there is a battle. There's a spiritual battle that goes on in our world. And it's not, you know, just physical plane. There's a spiritual plane that affects the physical plane. We need to remember what the Bible says, Ephesians 6, 11 to 12. It says, put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. There's strategies that the devil and his demons are planning to work against you. You need to realize that. And he says, for we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. Where usually that's where we look. We look to people, but that's the problem. But he says, but we fight against evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. But again, even though hell may be against us, again, I just want to declare it. I want to prophesy that you will yet praise the Lord again. You are going to make it. And what the enemy has planned for a disaster, God is going to turn around for good. And I proclaim it again. The gates of hell will not prevail. We need to remember that. Matthew 16, 18. I will build my church and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. So even though there's strategies of the enemy that can bring confusion, bring sickness, bring problems and difficulties and divisions among us, we need to remember that they will not prevail. God will raise up a standard against that, and you will come through it. You will succeed, and you will praise Him again. I love reading the Psalms, and you've heard me talk about the Psalms. You've heard me speak on this particular Psalm before as well. But as I was reading the Psalm again, I just found the Lord speaking to me, saying that this is a message I want you to declare over yourself, but also to declare over your people that you will praise Him again, that despite the things that are happening, despite the things that are going on around you, you will praise Him again. And as you read this psalm about King David, I like reading about King David, and probably the reason why I like Psalms so much is that you can really connect with David. You understand what he's going through. He talks so much about what really happens in our lives and the things we go through in our lives and sometimes even the things we might want to express. And those Psalms are just so good. But in this one here, we see that, once again, David is going through a lot of trials, temptations, and struggles. He was going through some unfair circumstances. He's being treated wrongly, falsely accused, betrayed by friends and family. He's being hunted like an animal instead of being celebrated as the king. And so we see as he's going through that and he's hiding in the wilderness, he begins to prophesy over himself. He doesn't stay in that position of discouragement, even though he acknowledges that, Lord, I am discouraged. But he doesn't want to stay there. And that's something for all of us to realize, that we all can get discouraged at times. But we need to make a choice not to stay discouraged. And we need to start speaking again, prophesying, declaring again that you will yet praise Him. And that's what he began to do. King David began to do. He started talking about, listen, I'm going to get my joy back. I'm going to come through this trial. I'm going to see my breakthrough. My trial is going to be turned into a testimony. I'm going to be back in the house of the Lord again. I'm going to be back in Jerusalem again, and I will praise Him again. And I really believe that's the message that God wants to get across to everyone in this room and those who may be listening by a podcast, that whatever you're going through, you're going to see a breakthrough. Your trial is going to be turned into that testimony. You're going to have that joy restored, and your heart is going to be full of praise again to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And just to help you to believe that message, I just want to take just a few moments from this psalm that just look at a few areas, just three areas that we can focus on that will help change our focus from our problem, our difficulty, to the fact that we will praise Him again. It will happen again. God's going to touch us afresh and anew again. Now, first of all, King David, he reminds us to recognize the importance of the house of God and getting our praise back. King David realized how valuable the house of God was to him, and that's something we need to realize as well, as how valuable the house of God is. Psalm 42:4. My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession in the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of a great celebration. You know, sometimes you don't realize how important something is until it's taken away from you. And when those kind of situations happen, as it kind of brings a fresh understanding in our lives that, oh, I didn't realize that that was really all that important. But when it's taken away from you, all of a sudden realize just how much it was. And here David, he was away from Jerusalem. He's away from the temple. He's not able to go and worship the Lord. He's not able to have that freedom. And again, he's a psalmist, and so he likes to sing. He likes to worship. But he couldn't do that in the place that he wanted to be. And so he realizes that, you know, just how hard that can be at times. And he recognized that in his time of discouragement, that if he could only attend the house of God again. See, the house of God can be a place where you're encouraged, a place where you're strengthened, a place where you're lifted up. It's a place where it's a covering over you. There's a protection over you. There's accountability. And we all need those things. And yet when we get discouraged, the first thing that most people do is that we avoid the house of God. We kind of get mad at God. We get mad at people. Get mad at the pastor too, I guess. But we avoid the house of God, the very place where we can be in that atmosphere where others are praising God, and soon the praise of others begins to touch our hearts, and we begin to praise Him as well. You know, in our Canadian culture, church is becoming less and less important, and yet when you look to other cultures of the world, we see that it's becoming more and more important. And even in places where you can be killed for your faith, we find those people, even though they can be killed for the faith, they still go to the house of the Lord. It doesn't stop them. That's how important it is to them. And here in Canada, we are deceiving ourselves to think that, you know, church, it's not really all that important. It's kind of an optional thing. And we don't want to go there. If you're going to, you know, get to that place where you're going to praise Him again, you need the church. You need fellow believers. You need those people around you. And as we look to the Bible, we see that church is a very important thing. For example, in the life of Jesus, the very Son of God, and what He did. And He showed us that church, or going to the house of God, was something that was very, very important. In fact, Jesus went every week. Luke chapter 4:16 says, when He came to the village of Nazareth, His boyhood home, He went as usual, some the translation, as was His custom, to go to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and He stood up to read the Scriptures. It was something that Jesus did on a weekly basis. That was very important to Him. And as you read about the apostles and how the apostles continually go to the temple to worship God. Acts 17, the Apostle Paul says, as was Paul's custom, he went to the synagogue service, and for three Sabbaths in a row, he used the Scriptures to reason with the people. And so if we see that if Jesus considered that important, If the Apostle Paul considered that important, if King David considered that important, who are we to say, oh, I think it should be just optional? It's not really all that important. Well, that's not what the Word of God shows us. The Word of God shows that it's something that's very, very important. Hebrews 10:25 says, and let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now the day of his return is drawing near. So in other words, the closer we get to the coming of the Lord, the more we should be in the house of the Lord. That's what the Bible says. So being part of a local house of God is something that's important. And it's really more important than we think. And it helps us to keep the focus and get back to that place of praise. Get back to that place where our focus gets on Him again and not on our problems, not on our difficulties, but to focus back on Him where our praise begins to fill our hearts and our minds. So friends, you're not going to get your breakthrough sitting at home. And so, thank you, you're here today, so you don't have to worry about that. But you don't get a breakthrough sitting at home. You get a breakthrough when you continue to do what God has called you to do. When you continue to pray, when you continue to seek the Lord, when you continue to fellowship with other believers, when you continue to go to the church. And we need that. We need one another. It helps us not only to get our praise back, but it helps us keep the praise in our lives. Then secondly, in getting our praise back, we need to recognize that our hope comes from God. You can go ahead and search everywhere else and try everything else, and you're only going to find temporary satisfaction. There's only one place, there's only one person that can bring fulfillment in your life, that can bring peace in your life, that can bring satisfaction in your life, that can bring the answers that you need in life, and that's God, by looking to Him. Psalmist David realized that. He cries out to God in verses 1 and 2. He said, as the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before Him? David knew from his experience that this was the place that he needed to go. Military might was not going to do it. His popularity as a king was not going to restore him to the throne. It was going to have to be a God thing. And for some of you here today, you're facing some serious problems in your life that it's not really a change in the economy is not going to affect that. It's not going to solve your problems because your problems are serious enough where you need a God breakthrough. You're at a place where only God can intervene and bring the intervention that you're needing in your life right now. And so he's telling us, look to Him, seek Him. In trying times, we need to recognize that we need a God breakthrough, that He's the one that we need to seek. And I know often when we go through trials and tribulations, all of us, myself included, sometimes we'll get complaining to God. Sometimes you might even do a little bit more than complain. Sometimes we get mad at God, and we get upset with God in those discouraging times. And you know what? That can be rather normal. The part that we need to be careful of that we don't stay there, that we quickly recognize that, you know, that's just ourselves speaking out of frustration. Let's move from frustration and get back to that place where we're focusing on Him and getting our eyes back on Him, that He can bring the solution, and we hope in God. Psalm 42:5 says, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God. Now, when you're putting your hope in God, that's not saying, you know, a little prayer or coming to church on a Sunday and saying, yeah, I did that. No, it's seeking God. As that deer would pant for water, it's a striving, it's a desire that's deep down inside of you, that you're thirsting, you're longing after Him, where there's no other competitor that would draw you away from seeking Him. And you know, today we live in such a society where we're occupied with so many things, and those things actually become competition to God. And often God gets the shorter end of the stick. We need to get back to that place where He's first in our lives, where He's the priority. Again, Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. Another translation uses the word, make God your primary concern. And that's what we need to do. We need to get back to that place where our trust and our hope is in God. He needs to be our source. We need to seek Him and thirst after Him, just as a deer would pant for the water. We need to trust Him. And I hear that word a lot today. I really believe that God is saying that to all of us, is that He wants to raise the level of our trust. And He's telling us, you got to trust me in this. Even though you're discouraged, even though you're a bit down and you're kind of wondering, God, why is this happening to me? Why is this going on? And why this confusion? You got to trust Him. He's going to work it out. He's going to bring a testimony out of your trial, and you're going to end up praising Him again. So recognize that our hope needs to be in God. We need to trust Him. We need to seek Him with all of our hearts, because He is the God that is able to answer our prayers. He is the God that is able to bring us the breakthroughs that we need. He is the God that is able to restore our joy, restore our praise, that we might rise up from discouragement and praise Him again. And then lastly, in getting our praise back, we need to realize that you're the one that needs to take action. You need to make a choice. You need to make a choice to put effort into getting your praise back. If your praise has been taken away, if you lost the joy of your salvation, there's a part that, yes, you need to keep going here. Yes, you need to seek the Lord. But there's also that part that you need to do something about it yourselves. You know, often we want to wait on others or put the responsibility on other people to change your circumstances. Or we look to God and say, God, you got to change everything. And then we don't do anything. No, there's things that we need to do as well. I believe that God is saying, come closer. He's beckoning us to come. Come to the house of God. Come seek me. Take action. Even speak to yourself. Take charge of what's going on in your life and saying, I'm not settling for this anymore. I'm going to deal with this. And like saying, you are not going to have the victory. I don't care what strategies you're coming against me. You're not going to win. And that we fight against it with all that we have within us. Psalm 42, 11, at the end of that chapter, he says again, repeats those words, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God. See, the psalmist is talking about a choice to don't settle for discouragement. Don't settle for defeat. Don't settle for what you see in social media. Don't settle for that. He's even addressing himself and saying, okay, soul, it's time for you to wake up. Body, it's time for you to wake up and you know, see what's going on here. It's time for you to trust God and to realize it is going to work out. You are going to praise Him again. Notice the words, I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again. He's willing Himself to do it. And sometimes that's what we need to do to ourselves. We need to make a choice. We will to step forward. We will to say, I'm not staying in that place no more. I'm not staying in that area of defeat. I'm not staying in that area of depression. I'm not staying in that area of discouragement. I'm going to step out and trust in God, and I'm going to speak to myself, say, hey, wake up. Wake up. You're going to praise Him again. And friends, I really think we need to do that as well, to recognize that we all go through times of discouragement. Recognize that sometimes we settle for defeat. Sometimes we settle and say, yeah, that's it. All those lies I'm hearing, yeah, I'm settling there. No, you don't settle there at all. You need to have faith to rise again. You need to declare it and prophesy out loud that we will hope in God. We will see the deliverance off the Lord. Too often we are speaking words of defeat when we should be speaking words of promise and victory. We know that God hears us. We know that we have a Heavenly Father that wants to give us good things. We know that God answers prayer and has answered many of our prayers. He has brought us through many things in our past, and He will continue to bring us through many things in our future and even off today. It's time to make a choice to believe again. Put your faith in action. Declare, I will praise him again. I will put my hope in God. I will take action. I will put in practice those things that I already know that God wants me to do. I will seek him afresh. I will get God back into my priorities. I will have a fresh desire and passion for God. I believe it's something we need to declare, that we need to prophesy over and over again. And maybe that doesn't seem important to you. But please note that that phrase is repeated over and over again here in this short text of Scripture. Psalm 42:5, Psalm 42:11, Psalm 43:5. Where again, the psalmist is speaking to himself and saying, I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. He's speaking to himself. He's prophesying to himself that praise will come again. And so I encourage you to take that action this morning, because praise will arise again. And so as I can close this message, I hope that I brought it across, that it witnesses with your spirit that God is saying to us that we will praise him again. Maybe you're here today and you're not going through any problems and you're saying that message doesn't really affect me. But I know there's enough people here that are going through some difficulties, very hard difficulties. And the joy's been taken away, and they're looking for that joy to be returned. They're feeling the weight of their problem and the weight of their difficulty. But friends, no matter what we're going through, whatever the hardship, whatever sickness, difficulty, I want to tell you something. You're in for a breakthrough. You're in for a breakthrough. You're going to come through the trial. You're going to see the answer come. There's going to be a restoration. There's going to be a blessing again. There's going to be a joy again. That trial is going to be turned into a testimony. So I want to encourage you, don't give up on God. Don't give up on church. Your testimony is coming, and God is going to see you through, where once again, you're going to declare, I will praise him again. And as we close, on the screen there, you're going to see Psalm 42. Verse 11. And I thought this would be really good as we would close here today, that we would actually prophesy and speak this word into our being and into our hearts. And I'm going to ask you as we close this morning, if you would just stand with me, and we're going to say this out loud just a couple of times, that we might speak to ourselves, that we might change our circumstance and situation. And I really believe that as we declare that out loud, something is going to take place inside of us where that hope will arise again and praise will arise again within your heart. So if we could just read that together. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. One more time. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior and my God. Father, I thank you that you're placing a hope again within many people in this place. People have been going through some very hard and difficult trials. Lord, I thank you that you are with us, that you never leave us, you never forsake us. That even though, Lord, maybe we don't feel you, you are there. And you are with us, Lord. And you're beckoning us to come. You're beckoning us to come. And so, Lord, we come to you. And Lord, we make that declaration that I will put my hope in you, God. God, I haven't been of light, but God, I'm going to do it afresh anew. I'm going to do it again, Lord. I'm going to look to you. I'm going to seek you about this. Because, Lord, I know you want to turn this into a testimony. And that, Lord, you want to give me victory over my trial. God, you want to give me breakthrough. God, you want to bring an answer to the things that I'm going through. You want to bring healing to my sicknesses. And so, Lord, whatever is happening to our people, whatever strategies that the enemy has been working, Lord, we declare a death over those strategies of the enemy. We break off those strategies in the name of Jesus. We remind you, Satan, we remind you, demonic realm, that the gates of hell will not prevail and that you are a defeated foe. And so we rebuke your strategies today, and we would declare to you today that we will put our hope in God and we will praise him again no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're bringing our way. We're going to put our hope in God and we are going to praise him and see a mighty, mighty harvest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I speak that over your people here today, God. I speak breakthrough. I speak answers to prayer. I speak healing to our sicknesses. Lord, I speak that you would bring that breakthrough, that problem, that difficulty. Lord, we pray over our marriages, that, Lord, our marriages would remain strong. Lord, I pray for people that are suffering in marriages, that, Lord, you're going to bring healing in their marriages. Lord, those that are facing separation in their families, that, God, you're going to restore families in Jesus' name. And that, Lord, you're going to do work and do great things, that, Lord, we might all come together again and say, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We praise you for the answer. We praise you for the breakthrough. We praise you for the hope that you give us. We praise you that, Lord, you are still with us and you're going to do great things. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I just pray that word into every heart and every life, to every person that's listening by podcast, that, Lord, they're going to hear this word and they're going to be encouraged. They're going to put their hope back in God. And they're going to praise him again. Your praise is coming back. Your praise is coming back. Your testimony is just ahead of you, and it's coming. It's coming. Rejoice in that. Focus on that. God's going to turn your circumstances around and bring it into a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.